This podcast contains swearing and occasional disturbing content.
I don't need to live in this physical realm. I walk around in the physical realm. In the spiritual world is where I live. I exist in places you never even dreamed of.
Strange.
Welcome to the High Strangers Podcast, episode 2020. Is that 20?
Yes, it is. We've got it right this time. Yay!
You are Sarah.
I am. Hello. And you are Gav.
Thank you. I am Gav. I'm here, along with Sarah, to give you listeners oral sounds. Oh, that just means sounds. I don't know. Of weirdness and wonderful things around the world. Now, we don't have an update from last time, episode 19, werewolves. We haven't discovered anyone that is actually a werewolf.
No werewolf discovery as yet.
No. I'm sure people do change into different things with their access of drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Beasts of their own. Like human man and humankind is generally a beast, really, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we don't have any feedback from that, as in any more news.
No, and we're not going to have any more news from this one next week either.
Well, we don't know. Maybe black-eyed werewolves.
Oh, my God.
There's a little spoiler into what you're going to listen to, but you know what you're going to listen to because you've downloaded the episode and you've read it.
Going to do looking at the writing, isn't ya?
Black-eyed children.
Yes.
So, black-eyed children, what is this? I knew nothing of it. You said to me black-eyed children. I was like, what's black-eyed children? I feel like I should have done. You got, like, say, Village of the Damned with the little kids, and that's like white eyes, is it? Or
yeah,
black eyes?
I think.
Or was the original white and the remake was black?
Do you know? I can't remember. No, it wasn't black. They were both white, but I don't remember if they were consistently white eyes or whether they turned white when they were doing
evil
stuff. Yeah. So I can't remember. I haven't seen those films for ages, actually.
I've never seen the original.
Have you not? No. Oh, it's pretty good. No. Yeah.
My eldest wants to watch the it.
Cool.
So I will maybe do that.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Children are generally scary anyway. I've got children. They scare
be.
Me. I hide from my children.
They can be quite scary.
I've had that moment waking up in the middle of the night, and my eldest at the time, who was probably like four, being my only child at the time, probably in the house. I know, because her younger sister was there, but a baby was just, I was still kind of new to it. I was just standing there as I woke up, standing there. And I'd at that point seen too many Japanese horror movies with
long
haired females over their hair over their face.
Yeah.
And that shit me up.
Yeah.
You know?
I think kids are quite spooky, and kid-related stuff is spooky as well. Yeah.
Some of the stuff, like some of the random stuff that he's what the fuck?
When my son, who's the eldest, when he was little, I think he was about three, he used to talk about another family where both his parents were doctors.
He
went on about that for a little while. It never really went anywhere,
you hear about that stuff. Movie, and it's like you find out there's actually a story where someone died.
On Amazon Prime, I think there's a TV show, and there's kids who like are adamant that they have lived before. They will tell you all sorts of shit. Their stories are incredible,
such, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You hear of these things. There's a story of the kids who. Like their older sister, I think, died in a car accident or something like that. And they were just like, oh, that's where we went to school and all stuff. They were saying the stuff which was their older sister.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did they know that stuff and all this stuff? Oh, this was the toy that we played with.
Yeah, definitely.
Or they had sisters that died in birth or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, kids can be fucking scary.
Yeah, definitely.
They just can be scary.
They can be really spooky.
I made a movie once upon a time, because I make films, if you don't know this, and I made a movie called, you can watch it on YouTube, here's a little bit of a plug, called The Shadow of Death. And my eldest at the time was four or five. I put her in a white dress in the woods. So everyone's in the woods in the movie, and they're walking along, and they're trying to score some weed, and they're off in the woods and stuff, and they just discover a girl in the woods. And she says a line which actually she said to me in real life once. Mm. And a line she says, something to do with the beast, he can see you.
Oh,
and she said that to me once, and I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Something of the beast, he can see you.
Spooky.
And I was like, what? So we put that in the movie, and she's in a white dress, and it's just creepy.
Amazing.
And in the movie, they're like, well, that's fucking weird, and they carry on walking, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what you got, all we got to do.
Yeah,
chuck
definitely.
A kid in the middle of the woods, some fucking yeah. shit scared. Chuck a kid in fucking a tunnel, middle of the night.
Yeah, definitely.
We watched Let the Right One In recently.
Yeah.
Where the little kid's vampire.
That's well creepy.
You know, shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of horror films, isn't there? Spooky kids. I was just thinking, the children.
Vampire kids, like Lost Boys.
The children as well. That's a well good film. If you've
Children's
not seen
very
that,
good
that's
film,
super good.
Where kids
film.
Go
really
evil
creepy.
And at Christmas time decide to take out their folk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, loads of creepy stuff.
Children can be creepy.
Weird little bastards.
Weird little fuckers. We are both parents.
Yeah, we do love them as well.
Disclaimer. We're not being horrible to kids.
Definitely. No, I love children. I think they're amazing. Creepy, but amazing.
Brilliant. You could do that as yeah, if you're going to be a nanny or something. That could be a mission statement at the top. I love kids. Creepy, but I love them. Right. You're doing black-eyed kids.
Yeah, we've done a bit of research on some black-eyed children. Obviously, this is kind of like an urban legend-y
yeah,
type situation.
It's, like, you know,
it's not, there's nothing concrete.
There's
I can go out
like,
there and go, this is this, you know. So yeah. There's not going to be a whole lot of, there, well, there's no fact, I suppose. It's all conjecture.
Yeah.
But there's a good few stories. It's just a fun little episode to talk about. You know, having a bit of a break in between, obviously, doing the cult series and kind of what we're going to get onto next time as well, which is going to be quite a harrowing tale, I suppose, again.
Yeah,
we
a
do
bit
keep
more hefty, isn't
do
it?
Do keep diving into these hefty ones. But yeah, it's going to be quite a big one. Not a series, but like a big episode. So yeah, it's just nice to do a couple of like light weirdness
yeah.
episode.
No. So that's what we're trying to figure out with the show. Actually, now we're kind of happier with a lot of things like our location and the audio and all that sort of stuff. Now and then we're just sort of thinking this structure for episodes to come because we don't plan on going anywhere. So do make sure you are subscribed. But yeah, between heavy hitting type episodes where it's just like, man, that's a long and full on episode, and it's got some gnarly shit which is real life.
Yeah,
we will do the werewolves, the black eyed kids, etc. etc.
Yeah, because we've got quite a few mythy type things out there.
It's
isn't
weirdnesses, we're just doing weirdnesses.
Yeah,
it's very much, we are very much true crime as much as we can be, but it's nice just to go to the mysterious places out there in the world, which is like the dark misty forests.
Yeah, definitely.
In
we've
the middle
done
of
big,
the night at 3 o'clock in
we
witch
had some
hour.
Bigfoot, didn't we, and some other
yeah.
stuff.
Well, that's it. We want to do some of these sort of things because I as a kid, as you well are, and I imagine most of you who are listening, apart from the serial killer thing, it was always good to love the abominable snowman.
Yeah,
the,
definitely.
The Loch Ness Monster,
ghosts
the
were my jam when I was little. I was obsessed. I was obsessed by ghosts all the time. Just paranormal everything.
Yeah.
All those old ghost books and stuff. That was my thing. I used to love ghosts.
Yeah.
Obviously, totally. Still loved like Bigfoot and Nessie. And,
yeah.
And that kind of stuff. And but yeah, ghosts. I was like, whew.
Ghosts.
I'm all about the ghosts.
All about the ghosts.
Spooky Quackenbush.
Spooky Quackenbush. So yeah, you know, it's good to delve into those things. So that's why we're doing that. But yes, so today is an episode where we don't actually have concrete proof, as we were just speaking about. It is more of a case of things which have been said, written about, occurrences. There is YouTube stuff, but there's not really concrete video footage.
No.
Where you'd have thought by now, if this was something, someone would have pulled out their phone and filmed it and chucked it on
yeah,
YouTube.
That's it. The only kind of videos you get are those really bad, like, clearly done by someone kind of videos, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, it's in no way concrete proof. So it's just a fun episode, you know, we'll just have some stories and like have a bit of a laugh and we'll see what we think they are.
At the same time, like aliens, I believe there's aliens out there,
yeah.
But at the same time we want to believe these things.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to know that there's another human ape type creature which has managed to survive its type out in the woods. Off from public eye for all this time. I'd love to know that, because it'd be like great. It just makes the world so much more interesting. And
but I feel like there's levels,
unknown territory.
There's levels of believability with a lot of things, like werewolves. You know, yeah, it's a nice idea,
but I don't
believe that that's a thing. Yeah. Like black-eyed kid, spoiler. You know, I don't think it's real. Whereas Bigfoot, yeah. You know, I do think that there's a possibility that there could be something like that out there.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster, possibly.
Possibly a huge creature in a massive lake which goes out to the sea.
Maybe something could have survived, you know. Yeah. So, you know. I don't know. I think there's levels of believability with stuff like that.
So, yeah. All right, well...
So, yeah.
As I get comfortable with the listeners, move over, guys. Squeeze my bum in there. Don't worry if my hand touches your knee.
Oh, he's got wandering hands.
Oh, I'm yawning, stretching my arm, putting it around
like
you.
Like a bloody octopus.
Oh, look at me. Where's that third hand come from? Right, anyway. Can you take us all to the world?
Yes, I can. So, black-eyed children are an American contemporary legend of paranormal creatures that resemble children, usually aged between 6 to 16, with pale skin and black eyes, who are reportedly seen hitchhiking or panhandling, or are encountered on doorsteps of residential homes. They also sometimes appear in outdated clothes, and many reports state that they have talon-like feet. The first... Apparently they've got talon-like feet, some of them.
What's that?
Talon-like feet.
Yeah.
Feet that are like talons.
What's talon?
Bird talons.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Oh, bird feet are called talons.
Yeah, like...
So you've got these
grippy
kids wandering
feet.
Around... Because they're super
grippy
feet. They have black eyes, but now they've got really grippy feet.
They've got black eyes, super grippy.
That's creepy as shit.
Like Jeepers Creepers, man.
Blood on Satan's claws. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Clawy hand.
Oh, don't.
Or the belly, the dragon.
When I was little, I was so convinced after I'd said, because I saw that film when I was super young, as my mum being a bad influence on me again. She got me to watch loads of like band films and stuff. Yeah. I was super convinced that I had some devil skin growing on me.
Oh,
I think I was about, it was on my leg.
Oh.
It was only a little bit of dry skin.
How old were you?
God, I think I was about 9.
That's hilarious.
Oh no, I was so young. When I think back, I was like, shit, crazy. Yeah. But she was like, oh yeah, you got to watch this film.
You watch this film where this young girl's held down and raped by the devil?
I know, she bought me, I told you, didn't I? She bought me the box set of band VHSs for Christmas. It was like The Burning, The Bogeyman. I don't think Zombie Holocaust was on there or something. It was brilliant.
Amazing.
It was so good. Yeah, okay, so talon like feet. The first report came from reporter Brian Bethel in Texas. So this is the guy that apparently it started off with him. I have seen a couple of reports from, I think there was one we were looking at earlier from 1950. So there's been a couple of like earlier reports, but everyone says that this guy started it off with this story. So he was in Texas in 1996. Bethel posted his encounter on a ghost-related mailing list. He said that late one evening he stopped in a car park near to a cinema to write a check. Busy with his task, he failed to notice the two children wearing hoodies approaching his car. When one of the boys tapped on the driver's side window, Bethel looked up and could see they were two boys aged around 9 and 12. The first boy explained that they'd come to watch the premiere of Mortal Kombat at the theatre, but had forgotten their money and asked if he would give them a lift back to collect it and get back to the theatre. Bethel reported that all the while the boy was talking, he was consumed by an irrational fear. The boy tried to convince him with assurances like, it wouldn't take long, they were just two little kids, they didn't have a gun or anything. And apparently they actually said that just randomly out of nowhere.
We don't have a gun.
Yeah.
Well, straight away that makes you go, fuck, they've got a gun.
Yeah, totally. Bethel subconsciously reached out to open his car door, but then caught sight of the boy's eyes, which he described as soulless orbs, like two great swathes of a starless night. Trying to keep his behaviour normal, Bethel muttered some excuses, put his car in gear and pulled away. As he looked in the rearview mirror, he could see that the children had already disappeared. Bethel's story has become regarded as classic examples of creepypasta, and in 2012 he told his story on reality TV series Monsters and Mysteries in America. He wrote a follow-up article for the Abilene Reporter News describing his experience and maintaining his belief it was legitimate. During 1 week in September 2014, the British tabloid Daily Star ran three sensationalist front-page stories about alleged sightings of black-eyed children connected to the sale of a supposedly haunted pub in Staffordshire. Alleged sightings are taken seriously by ghost hunters, some of whom believe black-eyed children to be extraterrestrials, vampires, or ghosts.
Not all three.
Yeah.
Extraterrestrial vampire ghost.
Yeah.
The Daily Star, eh?
Yeah, I know.
That's up for sold some papers.
For anyone who's not in the UK, the Daily Star is not like a reputable paper, is it? No, I don't think it's about anymore.
No. Okay, so it's been put out in the public eye then. And Daily Star is a UK paper which was on newsstands and was...
What was the date on that one? Was that 2014, I said? Yeah, during 1 week in 2014. So that's not that long ago.
Maybe Daily Star is probably still going.
Well, I say it's not that long ago. It's like 7 years now, so...
But when we're talking about cases, they go back.
And dude first in Texas like 50s, was like 90. Exactly, yeah, so dude like, in Texas was like 96.
So really, when we're talking cases, that isn't that long ago. So
yeah.
Within the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was put in the public eye.
Yeah.
Get it? Eye, pun.
Oh.
Public black eye.
Yeah.
But then nothing more from that as such. Just like this, and this one guy who was like driving along, picked up a couple of kids, and they were really sketchy, and he sort of felt a presence. He felt unease.
Yeah.
The whole drive.
Yeah.
I would as well. A couple of little kids like in the car, whatever.
Well, they didn't get in.
Oh, they didn't get in?
No, he didn't let them in. He drove away.
I'm surprised he didn't let
them in. Everyone that has an encounter with them, reports like an irrational fear, a sense of dread. They also report kind of doing things like he was saying, like subconsciously reaching towards the door handle. You know, it feels like there's some kind of like mind, like a mind control thing going on, you know, to make them do what they want them to do.
Yeah.
Most people report that as well.
Yeah.
You know, the kids talk in like a monotone kind of voice. They use similar phrases. You know, it's always a similar kind of thing that they're asking someone to do. You know, it's either they're in trouble, they need help, their parents need to know where they are.
Don't they?
Their parents are coming, you know, they need to meet their parents somewhere, or they want a lift.
It's almost like a con artist type thing. It's like
it's kind of weird. Like,
or when someone says, "Oh, I've lost my money for the bus. Can I have some money?"
Yeah, but it's kind of like what?
When it's not actually a case, they're just trying to get some money out of someone.
What is their gain? You know, because obviously they're trying to get you to do something for some reason. What is the reason behind that? I don't know. They don't seem to have any particular purpose.
Well, the only thing you can think of straight away is going to be a ghost, and it's a spirit of a child that possibly died on the road that's run over, and like they're trying to get to where they were going in before they were died. Do you know what I mean? That was their last thoughts on their last mission before they died.
And yeah, but if it's just like
trying to do
if
that
it's
or something.
If it's just that though, why is it that they all are reported to look the same?
Yeah.
They're pretty much mostly come in pairs,
yeah,
or groups. You know, why are they together if they're just a ghost that died there? Someone that died there, you know, and that's their ghost, and they're trying to do whatever. Why are they?
Maybe they died in pairs or something.
So
all of these stories. So there must be quite a few cases. How many cases did you find?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
But
there's a few.
These are reported cases to the police or somebody or something.
I don't know if they're reported to the police. I think mostly they're just written on the internet. To be fair, you will find that a lot of the same stories go around and around, like you were reading them off earlier. Oh, have you seen this one? It's like, yeah, I've read that one, you know. So there's there seems to be quite a lot of stuff, but on that's on appearance, you know, as you kind of dig into it, I think a lot of the same stories kind of circulate.
Mm.
But I don't think they're reported to the police and stuff like that. It just seems to be reported to the internet.
Okay, well, fair enough. I suppose people might feel a bit embarrassed to go to the police and say, look, then the police are going to say, well, what do you want us to do? Are we looking for a missing child?
Well, yeah.
Did they do anything to attack you? Did they threaten you?
Because a lot of times the police don't really do much unless something has actually happened.
Are we going to find the kids now? Probably not.
Well, yeah.
So it's a waste of police time. So there could be another thing like that. You've got to think some of these people are going to be plausible in their own minds that this actually is legit and happening.
Yeah, totally. But then the police are going to be like, well, has a crime been committed?
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to give a shit.
No, there hasn't.
The people putting these cases on the internet, we can't straight away judge a book by its cover.
Well, no, not at all. You know, that's your experience. People wouldn't believe me when I say I got poked in the shoulder by a ghost at the museum. You know, I know legitimately that was a ghost that flipping poked me, even though people would be like, oh, it could have been this, that. It's not.
I went to Hampton Court Palace with my eldest.
You had the smell, didn't you?
We smelled the flowers. And we were trying to get ahead, and we were going really fast ahead of the brother and sister. And trying to get ahead of them, and we kind of, not jogging, but real pacing through the rooms, trying to get to the room first of all, me and my eldest. And as we went through a part of the room, we smelled flowers and stuff like that. And we just kept on going. And we're like, oh, where is it? Looked on the map thing again. Like, oh, it's three, but that. Went back, and it's like, this is where we smelled flowers. And back there then, there was no smell of flowers. And there's no flowers in the room. It's all old furniture. And it's just like, what the hell? Look into it, speak to one of the people there, and they're like, yeah, that's one of the things. Smell flowers, that's the ghost.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Cool.
They could be tricking you and have a little scent thing underneath furniture.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's Hampton Court Palace, you know.
Yeah, but that's your experience. Like, that's my experience.
That's what
I'm not going to be taking that away from anyone at all.
But we get the old trolls.
Yeah.
And you can get people who just for a laugh are going to make up these creepypastas and stuff.
Yeah, totally. Like Slender Man, all that kind of stuff.
And just jump on this thing anyway
for
sensationalism or to get hits to their blog, etc. Yeah. So that's the trouble, because it's the Wild West.
I do love this kind of stuff, but at the same time, my logical brain kicks in as well. And I'm kind of going, like when we're watching YouTube videos,
paranormal type.
Oh, well, that could be this, it could be something else. You know, we'd be the shittest ghost hunters ever. It was no sensationalism at all. We'd be like, oh, it could have been the wind, or it could have been this. You know, it's a floorboard, it's an old house. Da, da, da. Mm. So trying to, explain it. But I want the legitimate answers from it. That's why. I'm not trying to, shit all over it. I want to know,
And,
logical brain.
Actually, when we can get back to it, we're going to try and do a little bit of ghost hunting stuff. So we can do an audio episode based at a location.
We're quite happy to do that.
We could do an episode at the place, talk about the intro at the place, and then do a ghost mission recording what we hear and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
It might be a bit shit though for the audience if they can't hear anything.
Do a video.
After the video.
That's what I was thinking. We'll video it. We'll go and stay at that hotel. It's supposed to be haunted by that witch. And we'll do a video in the night times.
Exactly. But we could also do an episode in the room of the hotel.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go.
That's a little bit of a...
tangent. Total tangent.
Black Eyed Kids.
Yes. So, since next to no witnesses have reported letting the children into their home, it remains unclear what their true intentions are. Like we were saying, what do they want? Generally, the older child will be shameless in approaching strangers and insistent on coming inside, while the younger child will be quiet and shy. Some witnesses report a strong urge to help or protect the younger child. Other than their insistence on coming inside, the children are usually polite, using words like please, sir, and mum when they talk, and they usually leave without a fuss when they're rejected. Witnesses have reported strange happenings around the children that may suggest they have supernatural powers. Reports state that the children often stare at each other as though communicating telepathically, and they also seem to exercise a hypnotic pull on their victims, making them feel like they should open the door and let the children inside. Flickering lights and power outages are also common factors in sightings, and one witness claimed that she let the children inside and has since suffered nosebleeds and been diagnosed with advanced skin cancer, consistent with exposure to massive radiation levels.
I can see that going with the alien theory, because apparently with aliens there's a massive radiation, like, that's what they think, you know.
Yeah.
So I can see that sort of side of that. So someone actually let them in.
Yeah, and I've got an in-detail story of that coming up as well.
Oh, really?
Not 100% sure if that's actually the same person, but yeah, I have got in my coming up stories.
But if not, it's the same story again. It's like when you have all these different people saying what a grey looks like. But before the internet.
And that's what one of the possible explanations is, obviously, like aliens. You're saying, is aliens, because they look similar to the greys, you know, they've got the big black eyes, pale skin.
I guess that is possible.
So, yeah,
I don't think vampires, but that's...
No, I don't think vampires either.
Yeah. That is possible, because, like, an alien, they could all just be, like, the thing, and they're replicating us.
Well, yeah, that's another...
So that is an alien that's replicating.
Another thought, isn't it? And, like, could be...
But they just
haven't
done it completely,
demons,
or they just can't do the soul.
Yeah, demons.
Or just taking over
the body of
someone.
That are trying to replicate someone, you know, and can't do it properly, hence the eyes, or, like, the only being able to say a certain few things, you know, maybe the feet, if that's true. They just can't get it down properly, you know, get being a human. Down properly enough to be convincing.
Yeah, or they just are saying along the lines, just can't. Yeah, or it's like the soul, because the eyes are a window to the soul.
Yeah.
So you can see, or maybe the evil intent is the black eyes. You know, there's lots of things going on here.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Although there's not much out there, it's quite an interesting little weird.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of tangent
to
go off
all the time,
isn't it?
So if we saw the kids in the woods, we're not thinking anything of it unless we got up close and saw the blacks of their eyes.
Spooky.
It's like fucking Jaws.
Shark eyes. So the children's ability to speak may also be limited, like I was saying. So some witnesses have reported that they only use a small number of phrases, such as "we need to use a telephone" or "our parents are coming" or "need to know where we are."
Aliens.
But have also been reported to make nonsense requests, like asking for ketchup to put on an apple, apparently. It's thought that the Black Eyed Children first appeared in 1996 when Brian Bethel published his story, but reports of Black Eyed Children began appearing on paranormal and horror fiction forums. But most of the stories were published anonymously, like I said earlier, so it couldn't be traced back to actual news or police reports. The emergence of social media platforms have fueled the growth of the legend, leading many people to believe in the existence of these creepy children, despite the lack of verifiable witnesses.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a big phenomenon.
For a moment, I thought you'd say Brian Blessed.
Oh, Brian Blessed.
I got a friend that saw Brian Blessed in the street, and he fell over.
What, Brian Blessed did?
Fell over, but my friend grabbed him, caught him, and done his backing.
I bet. Brian Blessed's enormous. Great mountain of a man.
Flash Gordon!
Oh, it's so good. Well done to your friend for catching Brian Blessed, though. That's a moment.
Well done, Pringle.
Good work, that man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's quite weird. So you've got some cases, like, a bit more in-depth, different cases.
Yeah, we've got some little stories coming up.
And are these around the world, or based solely more somewhere else?
They're mostly kind of America. I've got the Cannock Chase one, which is obviously UK.
Which you were telling me about earlier.
Yeah, because I said, like, could be
Chase Woods.
Kind of good for an episode, maybe, because there's supposed
and
to be a lot
there.
Of
we could film
a lot of stuff
there.
Yeah, definitely. We could go and do a little investigation.
Definitely.
I'd like to go Pendle Hill as well. Go to the witch.
We best
be
talk
cool.
off air about these places, but yeah, we can make a load of videos and stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you want to go into the first one?
Yeah, I'll do some little stories now.
Is it banned from, like, the 50s upwards, or is it more condensed in
2000? It's pretty much condensed in, like, more recent-ish times, I suppose.
With the advent of the internet, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this one's September 2014. tabloid newspaper, the Daily Star, again, ran several full front page stories of a black-eyed girl who had been reported in the area of Cannock Chase in Staffordshire, England. Lee Brickley, a paranormal investigator, examined the case. He claimed that a local woman had heard a terrifying scream, which she believed to be a child in danger. She tried to look for the child to no avail, but when she turned around, a girl dressed in white stood behind her, covering her eyes with her hands. The woman asked if the girl was okay, at which point she took her hands from her eyes, revealing them to be entirely black.
Oh, creepy.
The woman turned to run in fear, but when she looked back, the girl had disappeared completely. Brickley also told the media that his own aunt had witnessed this same girl over 30 years earlier in 1982. He stated that she had heard a young girl calling for help before seeing a girl dressed in white running away from her. Brickley's aunt caught up to her and placed a hand on her shoulder, asking if she was all right. When the girl turned around, his aunt could see that her eyes were completely black. The girl then turned and continued to run before disappearing. Medium Christine Hamlet believes the girl is the spirit of a child who died of diphtheria during the Victorian era, while others speculate she is the spirit of one of the girls murdered there by Raymond Leslie Morris in the mid-60s.
That's just creepy all over. We saw a video on YouTube, but wasn't it? It was of that forest.
Yeah, someone done the drone.
A white person. No.
Was that not the drone footage?
No, it's not about night time, and there's a girl in white they could see.
Mm.
And they were sort of saying,
I think I did
like,
see that one.
Well, they're sort of saying, like, obviously, like, it's right down there. There's no lights around them. How could they, you know, be sort of lit up so much, illuminated, which is quite a creepy thing, really.
Spooky.
I'm well up for going there. We'll have to wait till dark, though, and stay there.
Yeah. Oh, God, does that mean camping?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm more scared of camping than the black-eyed, white-gowned children in the woods at night.
Yeah, don't mind ghosts. Don't want to go camping, though.
Amazing. So, what do you think about that one?
I don't know. Maybe, like, if they've both seen the same thing.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, maybe. But I don't know if it's black-eyed child in the usual way, because doesn't seem to be acting like the reports of them say that they usually do, you know, not really asking for anything,
so
not really
ghost.
Trying to get any. It could just be
just a ghost,
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Probably just a ghost.
So I'm going with, bing, ghost.
Ghost for that one.
Each one, I'll do a little thing. Okay.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, while based at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, an unnamed US Marine stated that in November 2009, he had a strange encounter with black-eyed children near the barracks where he lived. The anonymous witness stated that he was alone in his room one evening watching a movie when there was a knock at the door. Expecting it to be his roommate who had forgotten his key, the Marine opened it without hesitation. When he did, he was met by two small children. As soon as he saw them, the man stated that he was filled with dread and had an impulse to slam the door shut as fast as he could, and that was before he realised the children had completely black eyes. Despite his fear, the Marine asked the children what they wanted, to which they replied that it was cold outside and they wanted to come inside and read. The Marine suddenly realised that no one else was in sight, and as the children took a step towards the door, he gave in to his impulses and slammed the door shut quickly. Instantly, there was a knocking on his door, which was accompanied by rattling of his windows, which both continued for several minutes before abruptly stopping. And when the Marine checked, the children had disappeared.
Oh, and Marines are supposed to be hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
Marine Corps.
Only with things that they can see, I suppose, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
anyone,
for anyone, like,
anyone when it's
having
like a
paranormal,
bit
weird,
can, like...
Like I was saying to you the other day when we was watching that YouTube video, you know, I like to think that I'm not particularly frightened of anything these days, you know, even being somewhere quite spooky, you know, or ghosts and so. I'd like to think I'd be quite fearless. But that poor woman...
You can wait listeners to the videos in the future.
That poor woman in her house on that video the other night, with that whatever was in her house making all that shit happen. It was throwing the clock off the fireplace and the lights going on and off. It's like, fuck, I'd be bricking it there.
Absolutely.
I would be bricking it there. So, yeah, like, having the paranormal experience, I suppose, like, make anyone shit their pants, wouldn't it?
And
rain or not.
Several minutes, we're looking at what, 7 minutes? 5, 6, 7 minutes probably.
Yeah.
To have a door.
Sustained fucking.
Go, listeners, go bang on your door. Your housemates probably aren't going to appreciate it. Go bang on your door for 1 minute and see how long that sounds.
Having someone like knocking on your door who you don't know who it is, or so, you know, so the fear of that. Yeah.
Continuously.
But imagine that, and rattling the windows as well, and you know that no one normal could do all that at the same time.
I think I'd probably at that point open the curtains and take a photo of the windows.
You'd video it, wouldn't you?
You would.
You'd be
but
like,
then again, if you are literally like real, like if this power of is coming over you and you feel completely weakened by this,
and you probably don't think of it at the time anyway, because like, oh my god, I'm so scared. Yeah.
Last thing to think of, even though our phones are the thing we grab on every few minutes.
Yeah.
All the time.
In that situation, though, it's making your brain fire differently. Yeah. You probably just like, you don't think about that at all.
No. So, what are we going with this one then?
Yeah. Don't know. Spooky,
ghosts,
isn't it? They want to come in and raid.
Aliens? Actually, black eyed children. Vampires.
I don't think vampires. Vampires just doesn't sit right with me for any of this. Aliens, I think, possibly, like... But I don't know. See, I would have to say, if you're going to go for this case alone, I would have to say it's probably, like, a case of black-eyed children.
I'm going to say legit black-eyed children. Bing! Black-eyed children.
Ah, okay.
All right.
So you've got another one. In January 2016, a report appeared on the internet said to have come from an unnamed woman who had not only encountered black-eyed children, but made the mistake of allowing them into her home. The woman claimed to live in Vermont and told of how, in the middle of a blizzard one evening, around a year earlier, a loud knocking sounded at the front door of the house she shared with her husband. Thinking that it may be someone involved in a car accident due to the bad weather, the woman went to answer the door. A quick look out the window revealed footprints in the snow leading to the house, but there was no sign of a vehicle on the road. Now a little unnerved, she woke her husband, and as the banging on the door continued, he went to answer it. Two children were standing on the doorstep, a boy and a girl, who looked to be around 8 years old. The woman recalled that they were not dressed for the cold weather, and she immediately felt anxious at their presence. Despite her better judgment, she invited the two children inside. As she led the children into the living room, she noticed how her cats appeared to be afraid of the visitors, with one in particular hissing at them as they passed. She offered to make the pair a cup of cocoa to warm them up and recalled that whatever she asked them, their reply was always the same, "Our parents will be here soon." She came into the room with the two cups of cocoa, and as they looked up at her to take the drinks, she noticed with horror that where their eyes should have been were two black orbs. As she stared at them, they both suddenly asked if they could use the bathroom, stood up, and both left the room. A moment later, her husband's nose began to bleed, and then the power suddenly went out.
Oh, God. Red flags.
As the woman made her way to get her husband a tissue, she noticed both children standing motionless at the end of the hall, staring at her. They suddenly broke the silence and said, "Our parents are here," before opening the door and making their way back out into the night. Even stranger, as she went to close the door, she saw the children getting into a black car as two tall men, both dressed in suits, stood next to it. They too entered the vehicle and it drove away. In the months following, the woman's husband was diagnosed with an aggressive form of skin cancer, and although she didn't go into specifics, stated that she also suddenly began to suffer from regular nosebleeds and described herself as being in the worst condition of her life. She's convinced that her and her husband's ill health is related to their experience with the black-eyed children.
See, the difference here is between the inviting them in. That's probably where the whole vampire thing comes in. That's all it is, probably.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
That's bullshit, just to label vampires for that one reason. But what it comes down to is the difference between the motherly woman, or even if it isn't a mother, but the woman's natural instincts of mothering,
yeah,
and the Marine's training.
Mm.
The Marine's training is going to tell him to shut the door and not think with his emotions.
Yeah.
And think, oh, these poor kids. He's going to be a bit more, is this
a
trick?
Yeah, because that's what they're looking for, isn't it?
Even if they're in a safe environment and they're in a hotel in wherever they are, in their hometown or whatever.
Yeah.
They still could have that training where anything could be a trick.
Yeah.
So, I can see where that goes. But then go to the mothering instinct of this lady.
Yeah.
The first thing, of course. Oh, please come in. Generally, obviously, you could get some dickheads who aren't going to do it. But generally, it's going to be like, oh, no, come in if you're cold. Fucking, I would.
Yeah.
There's a couple of kids, like, and there's a real, what's up? What's wrong? Okay, cool. Where are your folks? Can I call someone?
Yeah.
You know.
I'd probably be like, show me your face first.
Have you got black eyes? You're not coming in. That's what I'd say to them. Then they'd be creeped out by my voice.
Yeah.
Show me your eyes. Oh, I can't. God. I've got black eyes. So what are we going with that then? I'm going. But that could be ghosts.
Could be. Or but why are they getting in a? Why are they getting in a car?
Yeah. So are we going to go black eyed children?
I'm going to go black eyed children. Bing! With that one.
Black eyed children.
Okay. I've got another one.
So
Jim Stills used to go and smoke his cigarettes out the front of his apartment building at night when he noticed a boy of between 12 to 16 years old walking along the main road. I've lived in these buildings my whole life and I've never seen this kid anywhere, Stills said. He would show up around 10 p.m. and walk slowly at a sluggish pace along the road. The boy would move from one building to the next, checking doors. It was enough to spook me out, so I stopped going outside at night. But he still looked for him. Staring out his window, Stills would see him night after night, slowly pacing up and down the street until about 3 a.m. Eventually, Stills forgot about the boy, and one night went outside for a smoke. Standing right next to my door was the kid, Stills said, standing and looking at me, asking if I could buzz him inside the building. The boy's face was covered by his hoodie, but still saw his eyes. Totally black, he said, no colour at all. Stills told the boy he couldn't let him inside and bolted back inside the building, making sure the door was locked behind him. I had this overwhelming feeling of absolute terror in my body, he said. I didn't sleep and occasionally looked out my window to the boy pacing along the road. I haven't seen him in months now, but I won't sit out the front at night anymore.
Okay.
There you go. That's that one.
What do you think about that one?
Drug addict.
Really? as soon as you start saying these originally from the get-go, it's kind of a bit like, well, the trouble is that when people see things and stuff, sometimes it is going to be not even drugs. It can just be the lack of drugs in the people's minds. Like if you've not eaten all day and you're extremely tired or fatigued or...
Yeah.
Haven't drank enough water, etc.
Some kind of drug-related.
Add some drugs to it, some hallucinogenics or something which is going to give you visions or see things differently.
Well, I think the black-eyed kid in that story, quotation marks, is some kind of drug-related.
Yeah.
Some person having some kind of drug-related issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if he's going around trying doors and stuff, you know, he's probably looking for something to rob.
Yeah,
more up and down the street, you know, it sounds like a smackhead to me. Sorry,
you're probably quite right. It probably is a smackhead.
I think something like that. And can you buzz me inside? Well, so you can go and try some doors in there. To be honest, if you're going out the front of your building for a smoke at night, like, and someone's right out there at the door, you're going to shit a brick, aren't you? You're going to be like, what the fuck? Especially if it's someone that you've already seen, kind of noticed him around, already spooked you out a bit, you know, and then he's there. It's going to make you feel afraid at night.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I think that's someone having some kind of drug-related issue. Now, I don't think it's anything paranormal, to be honest.
More paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with that. That's one of the things you've got to think of this is the drugs. It's,
yeah.
This could be a lot of things, like someone say, oh, I saw a Loch Ness Monster, did you? Yes.
Yeah.
Fucked up on acid.
Totally.
Probably didn't, did you?
Yeah.
I just saw what you wanted to see. That's the other thing as well. Mm. What if you got someone who was just sitting there watching a horror movie at home and smoked a load of weed? And all of a sudden it's like, look, oh my God, I reckon that's a black. Do you know what I mean? It's, your mind can play tricks on you.
Yeah, definitely. And if you let yourself run away with that and fucking.
Gone, you're gone.
Definitely.
You're ain't
back. You can start imagining all sorts of shit, can't you? Yeah. So, get on to a few explanations now. Experiencer Ezekiel Finch is convinced these children aren't human at all. I've run into these things more than once, different ones in different states, he said. With a fair degree of certainty, I can tell you that these things are vampires. Not alien-human hybrids, not possessed school kids. They're monsters that look like people. Don't let them in, don't try and make friends with them.
Who said that?
So there's an experiencer, which is what they like to call themselves, who've obviously experienced black-eyed children.
They seem to think that now Ezekiel Finch. Dom on it.
Ezekiel Finch thinks he's the bee's knees.
He thinks authority. He's the muscle nuts, the dog's bollocks.
He is.
Of what's going
of
on
of all authorities on black eyed children.
One experience or
something. He's had two. Don't you belittle
I think
him.
Three's the magic number. You've got a three before you call yourself an expert.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so he's got some. He's got some warnings there. It's almost like the vampire thing. Don't let them in.
I know, but I think, like you were saying. It's only because they're asking to come in with the vampire thing. Yeah. Like, I don't see any kind of thing that would point to more vampirism.
I like the fact he's done some rules though, like the vampires.
It's kind of like don't talk to them, you know.
The dummy's guide to black-eyed children.
Oh my God.
You know.
Some explanations could be, obviously, like we were saying, there's overreaction on the part of the witness who had been prepared mentally for such an event, which is known as priming. So when that guy dropped his story, you know, it's kind of saying that was the first suggestion that kind of went viral for it. Yeah, definitely.
And the subconsciousness of people.
And it just spread.
And say truck drivers in the middle of the night have just heard it, or they listen to something on the radio.
Yeah.
They've got a spooky radio show they listen to while they drive. Then they stop to have a wee in the
woods. Not even that. Like, obviously it was saying it's been front page news on the Daily Star. So even if you're in a shop where the papers are all set out and you walk past it.
And just read it.
Does it just go in your mind, you know? And then kind of like, oh no, it must be one of those fucking black-eyed children, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I've heard about that Mildred. Who's Mildred? I've heard about that Mildred. Oh, have you, Mildred and Mayfair.
Oh, God.
Those black-eyed children, innit?
Ready little bastards. Yeah, so there's that, you know, it could have been kind of set out with that guy's story that first kind of dropped and spread on the internet, so it became common knowledge then. Other explanations obviously include aliens, like we were saying, as the Greys are also pictured as having large black eyes.
Yeah.
There's also speculation.
Can we quickly
go for it.
that does seem quite plausible, because if you've got, like, say they've only got a couple of sentences that they're saying, and then they've got some gobbledygook, I want ketchup from the apple.
Yeah, they've not quite got it.
That means that, like, the aliens are trying to replicate us, but they just haven't got it completely. Mm. Hence the eye thing as well. They maybe can't replicate the eyes. They're like, oh, that's the hardest thing we can do, because everybody has these individual eyes, almost like fingerprints.
Yeah.
See, that'd be a good thing to know. Do the black-eyed children have fingerprints?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
See, I'm also thinking about the talons for feet. Maybe with the alien.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
With the alien thing. Maybe
they can make a little clippy clop as they walk.
Maybe that's because, like, birds are quite, what would you call it? There's quite a large population of birds on the earth, isn't
there?
So maybe they've been looking at that as kind of like another large species, and they kind of got it mixed up.
You think they're big birds?
No, like, maybe they've kind of like gone, oh, people, and then gone, oh, birds. I don't know, and then kind of gone, and kind of fumbled it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
As maybe a mistake, or like maybe it is on purpose. I don't know. Maybe they hang in trees, like
upside down, like vampires.
Fuck knows, yeah. Maybe that's what they're for.
But the alien thing, the radiation thing, and stuff like that as well, the alien thing does kind of make more sense, especially becoming one case being in, well, a couple of cases in the woods, which are known for in England, those woods.
And Cannock Chase, yeah. There's supposed to be a lot of UFO sightings there as well.
So
yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going, alien seems quite plausible to me. I wouldn't say ghosts, because they're asking questions, they're asking different-ish questions, but they're too similar to the other sightings for it to be ghosts in my mind.
Hmm.
Ghosts would be more, they would have more individualisation, I would say.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, apparently there's also speculation they could be related to the Men in Black.
And then the whole Men in Black thing's also sort of got relations to the aliens as well, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah. And also, obviously, with that other story, when they were getting in the car with the guys dressed in suits.
That's very, yeah.
You know, but then would that work if, like, the people who see them haven't had any previous UFO or alien sighting thing?
Mm.
What would be the point of that?
Mm. Agree.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, other explanations? Psychic vampires.
Nice. And the psychic vampires, what?
What?
What is a psychic vampire?
Something that takes energy. So instead of sucking blood, it will take energy from you.
I know some people like that.
Yeah, I know a few, knew a few people yeah, like that. People I don't know like them that. Anymore. I, yeah, I fucking don't. Got rid of that shit.
Yeah. But they just suck the energy from you.
Yeah, and just wanting and just taking shit. Those,
not
and
those,
like,
not the people in your past, I mean the black-eyed children.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I suppose.
It just seems a bit weird thing. It's like,
psychic vampires, well, I suppose.
Like, they're draining, when they're wanting something from you, they're draining, like, that something from you, your consciousness, aren't they? Slightly.
Yeah.
So that's that side of it, I can tell.
And I suppose you're suffering after they've gone. Yeah, like, if you let them got, in, you've got like skin got cancer and,
yeah,
fucking,
and
like, nosebleeds and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So possibly, I can see that being a side effect of that.
Rather than that, it's just whatever these creatures are, they have that as well.
Mm.
Rather than be that, they just happen to have that.
Yeah,
that's
just a thing that they are.
Yeah, if you had top trumps of monsters,
yeah,
like kinetic energy levels of draining you, 10 out of 10, you know.
Oh, that would be good. So yeah, demons attempting to resemble children in a need to elicit sympathy, but obviously, like we were saying, they just can't get it right.
Mm. It's like the thing though, the replicating of the people.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Mm. So bizarre. So there's some other more scientific explanations. So obviously, contact lenses could be one of them, but like, I don't see that. I don't see
goths.
Contact lenses are fucking horrible. Have you ever worn them?
Yeah, nowadays they're alright, aren't they?
Oh, I hate them.
Like, goths? I wore them. Can it be goths?
Kind of not long ago, I wore one of them. I could only get one in for Halloween a couple of years ago, and it was horrendous. It gave me such anxiety as well, because I was panicking that I wouldn't be able to get it out again. I was like, I wouldn't have minded spending the rest of my life with that eye.
You fucked your eye up.
It would have been weird, but yeah, I don't want any eye-related issues.
You can keep a contact lens in it.
No, it would be horrible. Yeah, I was so scared of them. I'd never do that again. It's awful.
But yeah, or it could be some bunch of goths is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, loads of goth kids. Yeah. Like in South Park. So yeah, contact lenses, but I don't see that. There's also a condition called mydriasis, which can be caused by trauma, and its main symptom is dilation of the pupil. So obviously doesn't necessarily explain black-eyed kids, because the entirety of their eye is black,
yeah,
not just the middle bit. And obviously, like we were discussing earlier as well, drugs will cause the pupils to enlarge, especially MDMA.
Of course. So what if you've got a guy who's on drugs and some kids on drugs and they meet each other in the woods?
Yeah.
I saw an alien last night. I saw Bigfoot last night.
I don't really want to imagine that there's any nine-year-olds wandering about the woods on MDMA.
No.
Like, that's a bit of a sad state to be in, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think that really explains it either, because yeah, that causes your pupils to enlarge, but it's not going to make your eyes look fully black.
No. So what we're saying,
not with kids.
What we're saying, you're going to spoil it as earlier. You said you didn't believe in it.
Yeah, I don't believe in it.
Is something's there, not necessarily black-eyed children.
I would like to believe in it. I think it's quite a spooky story.
Absolutely. I'm surprised there's no movies on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think there was one. There's one that's been made. I think it might be on Amazon Prime. I'm not 100% sure. But it's like really super low budget type thing. I don't know what it's about. Obviously black-eyed children, but I don't know the storyline. What am I going with? I think it's a spooky story. I'd like to believe it, but I think it's internet McGubbins, fodder, like Slender Man and all that kind of shiz.
I'm kind of agreeing with you of it. I'd like to kind of believe it as well.
Yeah, I think it's spooky.
All them little black-eyed creepy kids wandering around in the woods. Fucking hell.
I like the idea of it. I like the idea of it. I think it's a good spooky tale.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, I do think it's internet born.
No, I agree. Well, that was Black Eyed Kids.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a creepy one. I do like the idea of it. When you talk about it, I knew nothing about it. So I hope, listeners, if you didn't know anything about it, you kind of know about it now, but we don't actually have any, you know, there's no deaths involved. There's no actual proper cases involved as such. We're just going by what we've seen.
But yeah,
if you've got any stories,
YouTube-y
if you know
stuff,
anything, let us know.
Yeah, do. Yeah, feel free to write Instagram, on the Facebook page and stuff, if you've got any stories of it.
You can message us on them. You can find us on these platforms, definitely. Which is a good segue into doing that stuff. But before we do that, what is next episode 21 about?
Okay, so next time we're going to do a fairly in-depth episode, so it's going to be quite a big one. We mentioned these guys on our Halloween episode. They got a little nod. I think on that episode as well, I did say, oh, let's never do a podcast episode about them. Oh, they sound awful.
We are.
So now we're going to do it. After looking into it, I was kind of like, that's such a fucked up story. And I didn't really know about them. So I feel like it's a little bit of a bloody tale, I'll tell you. So next time is going to be the Chicago Ripper crew.
Yeah, and I know nothing about this.
Four guys, two brothers and two other guys. They terrorised women of any age.
It
was all over the place. They had 18 victims in total, and that was in the early 80s. Necrophiles, cannibals, rapists, murderers.
Fucking
so
hell.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
So that's going to be pretty gnarly episode.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be way gnarly. So yeah, that's why we've just been giving it a little break with werewolves and black-eyed kids and kind of
we'll
go,
get back onto this. Well,
it has to give you
the time to do the research for these episodes as well.
Yeah, it just gives me brain a little break.
And we're trying to keep trying to do this every couple of weeks. We're trying to get an episode out best we can. Sometimes with the world of COVID, sometimes it does become a little bit problemsome occasionally. But we seem to be doing all right. Thank you for listening and coming along with us for a little journey into the weird and wonderful world of black-eyed children.
Yes.
Please check out deadboltfilms.com. And that will link you to different things that we do. There's another podcast I do called The Podcast on Haunted Hill with my fellow caster Dan. We talk about horror movies and joke about things and stuff, and it's quite a fun episode.
Yeah, it's brilliant, super funny.
Then we've got Abyssal Albion. No, I never get a name. That's the first of the H.P. Lovecraft inspired comics one of the Deadbolt crew has made, which you can get on there and on comic apps. It's on there. We also get linked to the YouTube channel deadboltfilms.com from the website, which is just Deadbolt Films on YouTube, and that has loads of different movie shorts, films. It has all these episodes, just so you know, are on YouTube on there. So you can listen, put these episodes on your TV or something if it's easier for you. We are doing that as well. That's kind of that, really. If you're into sort of weird horror hippity hop, I put all my music I've been making for many years up on like things like Spotify. If you just type in Chucky Steele, but not a Chucky, but like the doll, but IE instead of a Y, Chucky Steele, you find a load of my music and Foxy's fantastic fabrications. My
come
lovely
and,
co-host
come
over
and check
here.
Me out if you want some crochet. I do lots of horror related stuff, and I can also do commissions. If you can't see what you're after, feel free to give me a message, and you can find me on Instagram or Facebook.
What's the last three things you made? Just
I can't even remember. I've made so much stuff.
Freddy Krueger curtain tie?
What did I do? I've done Black Phillip, I've done Audrey 2, Captain Spaulding.
So there you go, guys. Just those three there. So that's the sort of thing that Sarah makes.
So much stuff,
very
but
good
yeah, I can do anything.
Handmade.
Yeah.
Your lovely hands.
So come and check me out on there. Foxy's Fantastic Fabrications.
And that's Instagram and Facebook and all that too. Yes. We do have a Patreon. If you'd like to support us in that way, that would be incredible. You know, we're a very early podcast, so we understand how that goes. Asking for money, don't really like to do it. It's more of a supporting thing if you enjoy a show. If you don't want to do that, give us a like and a review.
Do us a review
on whatever podcast app you listen to.
Tell us
to
what you like. Tell us what you think we could probably do better. If you've got any episode suggestions as well, we're always up for those. Feel free to hit us up with that,
and we can add it to the list. We've got a really good list of stuff coming up.
Yeah,
looking forward to it. And as we kind of get out of COVID world, we can go to different places.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely be doing some kind of trips out, doing some films. We can add that to the YouTube channel, do some videos and stuff of us doing little paranormal investigations. And
so
it'd be cool.
So if you are on YouTube and have an account, please subscribe to the Deadbolt channel, because then you will get all those stuff straight away in your light subscribes.
Yeah.
Channel profile thing. Collector section thing.
Do the likes. That's all we need to say. Do likes, please, and thank you.
And share with us and all that stuff. But yes, thank you very much for coming along with us and listening to us. That's a bit of a blah, blah, blah we're just doing then. But, thanks very much, though. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you for doing all that lovely research.
That's all right. I'm sure you won't be saying the same thing next week. You'll be like, oh, my God, what
is
this?
Fuck you for doing the research.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a warning on that one next time. It's going to be a bit crikey.
I remember breasts being sliced off or something.
Yeah, I think there was some boobs being cut off with piano wire and sledgehammered arms and stuff. So, definitely. So, things are going to get tough next week. So enjoy the little
meander through the woods
of black-eyed kids children. Yeah, skipping along with the black-eyed children through the woods, la la la.
Alright, lovely listeners,
alright, see you next time.
Bye. Thank you.